This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we feature one of WLRH's own, Dave Gallagher, known to most of you as Microwave Dave. He shares a very special memory of the very day he stopped feeling alone.
I had the occasion to attend Little Richard's burial service at Oakwood University recently, and that inspired this memory from the fall of 1955. My family moved from Amarillo to Dallas, Texas, and I attended the first day of fourth grade knowing no one. The Dallas school had us attending classes, not just sitting in one room all day. Besides the 3 hours on my schedule were two periods entitled Physical Education and Play. Play was all boys outdoors and involved an hour of kickball played on a baseball diamond. P.E. was different. It was co-ed and held in a dance studio-sized room with a worn wooden floor. Seated at a desk at one end was a smiling, slight woman in cat-eye glasses. Sitting next to her was a Calophone record player and a stack of 78s. She gathered us all in a circle, boys and girls, and produced a rolled bundle of newspapers tied at the center with a rope which was about 20 feet long. She dropped a paper just inside the circle and brought a boy into the center, handing him the other end of the rope. She walked to her desk, turned on the Calophone, and lowered the arm on a spinning record. A wop bop a loo bop a lop bop bop. She ran back to the center of the circle with her smile even bigger, her brunette curls bouncing as she grabbed the rope, swinging the rolled paper pendulum around the circle, beckoning the kids to step in and jump above it as it reached their spot. Before the record was over, everyone was jumping. If you missed and stopped the pendulum, you went to the center and swung it for everyone else until the next person tripped it. We were all laughing, and I wasn't alone anymore. And then a wop bop a loo bop a lop bam boom. It was over. What kind of singing was that? She ran back to the Calophone. Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He says he has the misery, but he has a lot of fun, oh baby. It was that same voice. Jump, everybody. And then slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. And a bunch of other wildly energetic records followed. On the way out of class, I stopped at the desk and looked at the stack of records. I started to pick one up, but she stopped me, smiled, and picked them up for me. I said, a wop bop 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 bop. She held up a record with a wavy, split black and white label and large yellow script letters on top, specialty. She said, Little Richard, isn't he wonderful? I could only nod. I wasn't alone anymore. Little Richard was buried right here in my hometown on the campus of Oakwood University, from where some of the most gifted and felt music heard anywhere on earth emerges. Some things just work out.
Wah bam loom bam lam bam bam to the boot.
Dave Gallagher, a.k.a. Microwave Dave, was born in Chicago and moved to Huntsville in the 80s. He plays all kinds of musical instruments, but is best known for his blues guitar playing. He's the frontman for the band called Microwave Dave and the Nukes, and he hosts a Saturday night show right here on this station called Talkin' the Blues. It airs on WJAB as well and has recently been picked up by WUTC in Chattanooga, 88.1 FM. You can hear Talkin' the Blues here on WLRH every Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And you can hear a new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday morning at 9. Dave's episode about Little Richard's music is on our website, WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab.
She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. But you don't know what she do to me, to the fruit. Oh,